And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 2nd of November, 2012. It was on this day, 1948, that Harry S. Truman managed one of the great election upsets in history. He beat the governor of New York, the Republican Thomas Dewey, for the presidency. Truman had been doing badly in the polls. He'd come into office after Franklin Roosevelt's death in April 1945. He had never really lived up to Roosevelt's reputation. He was not well known. Republicans had taken control of the Congress in the midterm elections 1946. Factions of the Democratic Party were splitting off into the Progressive Party and the Dixiecrats. 2 months before the election, the pollster Elmo Roper announced he was going to stop surveying voters because Truman was so far behind. But Harry Truman set out on his whistle-stop tour, private railroad car with a sound system so he could pull into small towns and give speeches. And that fall of 1948, he traveled almost 22,000 miles and delivered more than 300 speeches, including the first speech ever delivered by an American president to a black audience in Harlem. On election day, he went to bed early after a ham sandwich and a glass of milk, woke up around midnight, turned on the radio. They reported that he was ahead in the popular vote by more than 1 million, but the announcer said that Truman was still undoubtedly beaten. It turned out, though, that he had won 303 electoral votes to Thomas Dewey's 189. Not a single news organization in the country had predicted the election correctly. And a couple days later, Truman posed with a copy of the Chicago Tribune with the headline, "Dewey Defeats Truman," and a big grin on his face. It's the birthday of the frontiersman Daniel Boone, born 1734 near Reading, Pennsylvania. Daniel Boone, who said, "I have never been lost, but I will admit to being confused for several weeks." And it was on this day, 1889, North Dakota and South Dakota became the 39th and 40th states of the Union. The population of each state, about the same now as it was almost a century ago. South Dakota, home to half of the wild buffalo left in America. North Dakota, still the least visited state in the nation. Here's a poem for today by Barbara Howes, entitled "Early Supper." Laughter of children brings the kitchen down with laughter, while the old kettle sings. Laughter of children brings to a boil all savory things. Higher than beam or rafter, laughter of children brings the kitchen down with laughter. So ends an autumn day. Light ripples on the ceiling, dishes are stacked away. So ends an autumn day. The children jog and sway in comic dances, wheeling. So ends an autumn day. Light ripples on the ceiling. They trail upstairs to bed, and night is a dark tower. The kettle calls. Instead, they trail upstairs to bed, leaving warmth, the coppery red mood of their carnival hour. They trail upstairs to bed, and night is a dark tower. Early Supper, a poem by Barbara Howes from her collection Light and Dark, published by Wesleyan University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.